tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Ira Melman. The U.S. joins patrols in the South China Sea. The U.S. military has been conducting joint patrols in the South China Sea with the Philippines and is increasing its presence on the archipelago with rotational forces and equipment. U.S. Secretary of State Ash Carter, speaking in a news conference in Manila with his Filipino counterpart, said the first South China Sea joint patrol was carried out in March. Defense officials say a second joint patrol was completed in early April. Here's Carter.
These patrols will continue to help build our interoperability and improve the Philippine Navy, even as these patrols contribute to the safety and security of the region's waters.
The Philippines is now the second country after Japan with which U.S. forces have conducted joint patrols in the sea, according to a defense official. The announcement comes amid concerns by the U.S. and others about what the U.S. sees as China's aggressive actions over disputed territories in the South China Sea. Carter said maritime security concerns in the region being caused by Chinese behavior, not American, and China, which claims almost the entire waterway, has created about 1,200 hectares of artificial islands atop reefs in the disputed Spratly Islands. Russia's defense ministry is rejecting complaints by U.S. officials who say Russian attack planes buzzed dangerously close to a U.S. Navy destroyer in the Baltic Sea this week. The U.S. European Command says the Russian planes buzzed the U.S. ship multiple times Monday and Tuesday in what the U.S. officials described as an unsafe and unprofessional manner. More on our website. You can read all about it at voanews.com. This is VOA News. China is blasting.